Snoob and Unlovable Snoob, a The Log Tomb Fic, written by Renanko, and read by
Kate Does Podfics, reading as Gideon Nav.
The Yarn Maid's Tale as Harrowhark Nonagesimus,
and Wilfriede 0815 as the narrator. Additional tags: Snoobs, Omegaverse. To be clear, the Omegaverse rules apply to the Snoobs. Crack treated seriously. Atrocious biology. Summary. Well, when your Snoobs are in heat, there's only one way to fix it. As Gideon Fireman carried Harrow back to the Ninth's quarters from her stupid bone cocoon, Harrow began to stir. And so did something against Gideon's shoulder. And so did something in Gideon's pants. She hustled them back through the door, slammed it, locked it, dumped Harrow onto the bed, and demanded,
"Take your pants off."
Harrow snored.
"Do not fucking pretend you're asleep,"
Gideon said.
"When were you going to tell me, take him off? When were you going to tell me you were..."
She gave up and went for Harrow's belt. Just south of it, something bulged and squirmed against the fabric. Harrow groaned but didn't protest, though her hands went up to cover her face. Gideon wrestled Harrow's clothes off to reveal a nest of slim, squirming black snakes between her legs, hissing and writhing around each other, their mouths open in interest. Some of them whined. All pointed, tellingly, at Gideon.
"Your snoobs, Nonagesimus,"
Gideon said accusingly,
"are in heat."
Harrow made a noise like an industrial grinder and dragged her hands down her cheeks, smearing her paint abominably.
"You could have done the polite thing. You could have ignored it."
"Worst idea you've had in years. And yes, that includes the bone cocoon."
Gideon squirmed. Her own snoobs were waking up properly, stirred by the proximity of Harrow's. This was the first time they'd ever caught the scent of Omega snoobs in heat, and they were questing around in her underwear, looking for a way out.
"Hey,"
she said.
"You know what the quickest way to solve this is, right?"
"Drop some bits of snow leak and hope they calm down,"
Harrow said.
"Really? You do that all the time?"
Harrow nodded.
"That explains so much about you,"
Gideon said.
"No, I meant..."
"I know what you meant,"
Harrow said, in a voice made out of 1,000 ice daggers.
"Yes."
Gideon blinked.
"Yes, what?"
Harrow's gaze traveled pointedly down to the front of Gideon's pants, to the source of faint, agonized hissing, and then Gideon was wiggling out of her clothes. Once the snoobs were free, they lunged toward Harrow all at once, dozens of reddish snakes open-mouthed and single-focused. Some of them drooled.
"You sure?"
Gideon said weakly.
"Sometimes they bite."
"Mine will just bite back,"
Harrow said. Not enticing, but at this point, Gideon was not about to deny her snoobs their three-chambered heart's desire. She climbs carefully onto the bed. Her snoobs and Harrow's strained toward each other, nearly taut, tongues flickering. Harrow was on her back like the least sexy kind of corpse, her eyes stubbornly on the ceiling.
"Can you at least roll over a bit, so I don't have to squash you into a pancake?"
So Gideon didn't have to straddle her. Boundaries. Harrow rolled onto her side as though it was the most difficult thing Gideon had ever asked. Her snoobs wriggled and strained away from her crotch. Gideon lay down beside her and scooched closer, inch by inch, until the snoobs were close enough to touch. And then they touched. The snakes fell on each other, devoured each other, did whatever snoobs and rotten snoobs and he did to each other. There was hissing and biting and a lot of frankly uncomfortable yanking. Gideon looked away. Not at Harrow. Fuck that. At least they both hated this the same amount. And tried to let her mind drift. It was impossible. There were two people lying stiffly with their pants off, crotches pressed together, while their snoobs obeyed a biological imperative. And she was firmly, horribly present. Then Harrow said, in a voice flatter than her tits that definitely were not obliquely on Gideon's mind at that moment,
"Control yourself."
What?
Gideon protested, and then peered down. The heads of her snoobs were squirming between Harrow's clamped-together legs. Worse, Harrow's snoobs were probing at Gideon now, finding their way between her folds, slick and cool and, oh God, really nice, actually.
You control yourself,
Gideon said. She could have pulled away, if she'd wanted to rip out most of the snoobs on both sides. They were intertwined by passion and couldn't have separated.
You don't control them. They're not limbs.
This is unnecessary,
Harrow said, but her breath hitched and her eyes drifted closed.
They won't go back to normal till you come too,
Gideon said, fighting to keep her voice normal. Harrow's noobs were efficient as hell. And then...
Wait, were you serious about the leaks?
This will be so much easier if you don't talk,
Harrow said, and flung a leg over Gideon's hip, pressing them even closer together. Gideon adjusted slightly too, to give the snoobs more access. Strange. So wriggly and wet. Yet oddly compelling. Her own never paid her this much attention.
Don't move either,
Harrow snapped, and Gideon became aware she'd been grinding her hips slightly. She lay as still as she could, but couldn't help curling in on herself as she came, knocking her head against Harrow's, who made a noise of discontent, but came seconds later. Afterwards, they were still joined together. The snoops had knotted together in some kind of post-coital spasm and refused to budge. A few of Harrow's nuzzled the inside of Gideon's thigh. It was almost sweet. Harrow sniffed.
This is disgusting.
Gideon shot her a lazy grin.
Your snoobs say otherwise.
We are never speaking of this again.
And so they would lie until the snakes fell asleep. Two girls, enmeshed, snoob in unlovable snoob. The end. And I'm cackling. This crack is too good. You are coming down with me. Snoob and unlovable snoob, and I hope you laugh. I hope we both laugh. This is the third podfic in the Snoob Podfic anthology that we're making during Voice Team. Thank you so much to my co-creators for joining me in this endeavor. It's been a lot of fun.